Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, the Honorable Joseph R. Biden, Jr., and Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Kamala Davy Harris.
Last time. Last one. Oh, so then we have the important one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President-elect of the United States, the Honorable Donald John Trump.
Oh my God. This was, you know, they were playing for him and then they were roaring for him. After the music had played, a solid 30 seconds of applause. Of course, then Brett Kavanaugh swears in J.D. Vance and Chief Justice Roberts then swears in President Trump.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
And because it's America, nothing is real until we do what? Fire off some guns. You know, I wonder, do anti-gun people think this is inappropriate? Is this triggering for people? Get it? Triggering.
That's pretty good right there.
Thank you, right there. All right, so there you go. President Trump, formally introduced.
It is my honor and pleasure to introduce to you the 45th and the 47th President of the United States of America.
Same guy.
Donald J. Trump.
Okay, so set the stage here. You've got Trump in the foreground getting ready to give a speech at the podium in the Capitol Rotunda because of the weather outside. And as you're looking at him, to his left, you have all of his, like, family, and then you have his cabinet nominees. And to the right, you have all the former presidents and their wives, except for Michelle Obama, you know, are all in attendance. Everybody who's still with us is there. So Hillary's there, Bill's there, you know, George W. Bush is there, Laura's there, everybody's there. And you have to know that, okay? Jill and Joe are there, of course. And you have to think about them being there while this speech is happening.
President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, President Biden, Vice President Harris, and my fellow citizens. The golden age of America begins right now.
The first, not quite half, a third of this speech is an epic troll of the in-attendance former presidents. The golden age of America starts not when you were president, but when I'm president.
From this day forward, our country will flourish and be respected again all over the world. We will be the envy of every nation, and we will not allow ourselves to be taken advantage of any longer.
When were we taken advantage of? Before noon today. It would be his view, right?
During every single day of the Trump administration, I will very simply put America first.
And then he talks, of course, about a lot of the things that he's changing. He wasn't quite into the executive order announcing part yet, but he did mention.
Our sovereignty will be reclaimed. Our safety will be restored. The scales of justice will be rebalanced. The vicious, violent, and unfair weaponization of the Justice Department and our government will end.
And he had an executive order on that specifically, saying that he's going to end the weaponization of the federal government. The attorney general, in consultation with the heads of all departments in the United States, shall take appropriate action to review the activities of all departments and agencies exercising civil or criminal enforcement authority in the United States and to stop it. And the director of national intelligence, whenever we get one, in consultation with the heads of the appropriate departments and agencies within the IC, shall take all appropriate action to review the activities of the intelligence community over the last 4 years. And identify any instances where the IC's conduct appears to have been contrary to the purposes and policies of this order. So they're going to look at people like there's, you know, the people who issued the alert on, was it Russian disinformation or the Biden laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop, I forget which one, but you get the point. Those people are going to come under review, under scrutiny. So restoring justice, ending the weaponization of the Department of Justice, and remedying past injustices.
We have a government that has given unlimited funding to the defense of foreign borders, but refuses to defend American borders or, more importantly, its own people. Our country can no longer deliver basic services in times of emergency, as recently shown by the wonderful people of North Carolina, been treated so badly.
Those hurricanes, obviously, major issue. California
and other states who are still suffering from a hurricane that took place many months ago. Or more recently, Los Angeles, where we're watching fires still tragically burn from weeks ago without even a token of defense. They're raging through the houses and communities, even affecting some of the wealthiest and most powerful individuals in our country, some of whom are sitting here right now.
Yeah, so, you know, he didn't quite come out and say that was federal government, you know, not caused, but that the federal government has not properly responded. I'm not sure. I think FEMA has been doing generally well, but yeah, it was pretty bad what happened in North Carolina, in case you've forgotten already. I know it's easy to forget sometimes these things, they happen pretty quickly. He goes on. We'll talk about it in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola's businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands. Expert installation, 24/7 support. That's GeneratorSource.com. Still no accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are looking good. If you're at the intersection of 9 Mile and Highway 29, I'm starting to see a little minor delay there in the northbound and southbound lane. So just be aware of that. Everything else looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the inaugural address by President Trump yesterday, his first of 15 addresses that he did yesterday. You got to give the guy credit for working hard. This is no 4 hours a day and take a nap, you know? Like, this is not campaigning from the basement, okay? That is the former president. But the current president...
We have a public health system that does not deliver in times of disaster, yet more money is spent on it than any country anywhere in the world. And we have an education system that teaches our children to be ashamed of themselves in many cases, to hate our country despite the love that we try so desperately to provide to them. All of this will change starting today, and it will change very quickly.
I mean, lots of promises. We're going to fix public health. We're going to fix education. We're going to teach kids to be proud to be Americans again.
My recent election is a mandate to completely and totally reverse a horrible betrayal and all of these many betrayals that have taken place, and to give the people back their faith, their wealth, their democracy, and indeed their freedom. From this moment on, America's decline is over.
Again, keep in mind that he's got all four. I've got to think about this for a second. Four former presidents in attendance right behind him, including, you know, Joe Biden. And I thought this is actually kind of an interesting moment where he talked about the assassination attempt on his life.
Those who wish to stop our cause have tried to take my freedom and indeed to take my life. Just a few months ago, in a beautiful Pennsylvania field, an assassin's bullet ripped through my ear. But I felt then, and believe even more so now, that my life was saved for a reason. I was saved by God to make America great again.
A big day yesterday for the now president, twice president. And, of course, He's signed a whole bunch of executive orders. We'll be talking about those throughout the morning. But like 50 yesterday, I think more were added to that last night after he announced that he was going to be pardoning the January 6th convicts. Okay, so a lot of stuff happened yesterday. I mean, it's like I read about half of the executive orders yesterday, and there's going to be a flood more of them today. But just to give you like a little taste of some of the stuff that's in there. Defending women from gender ideology extremism and restoring biological truth to the federal government, something that he he mentioned briefly, right, in his speech.
It will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
And in the executive order, it says, across the country, ideologues who deny the biological reality of sex have increasingly used legal and other socially coercive means to permit men to self-identify as women and gain access to intimate single-sex spaces and activities designed for women, from women's domestic abuse shelters to women's workplace showers. This is wrong. Efforts to eradicate the biological reality of sex fundamentally attack women by depriving them of their dignity, safety, and well-being. The erasure of sex in language and policy has a corrosive impact not just on women, but on the validity of the entire American system. Basing federal policy on truth is critical to scientific inquiry, public safety, morale, and trust in government itself. And it goes on. It's quite lengthy. But sex is now, it's not a synonym for gender identity. It is either male or female. Women, woman, girls, girl shall mean adult and juvenile human females. Men, 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 man, boys, boy shall mean adult and juvenile human males, respectively. Defined by bodies that produce the large reproductive cell and bodies that produce the small reproductive cell. Words in the actual XO. Recognizing women as biologically distinct from men. Within 30 days of this order, the Secretary of Health and Human Services shall provide to the U.S. government, external partners, and the public clear guidance expanding on the sex-based definitions set forth in this order. Everything from homeland security to passports are going to be affected by this, only to be issued in male or female. Federal funds not used to promote gender ideology. Right to have the view that there is male and female, protecting anybody from either persecution or prosecution for expressing that viewpoint. And then rolling back a whole bunch of executive orders that the Biden or prior administrations had put in, including the U.S. Department of Education Toolkit, creating inclusive and non-discriminatory school environments for LGBTQI plus students. That was a DOE production. You think I make up, like, when, you know, LGBT has historically been the acronym, then it became Q, then it became whatever you want to add to it. LGBTQI plus was used by the White House in several different official pronouncements or guidances or pamphlets, and all of that's being rolled back. Oh, in addition to, what did I count the number at, 78 other executive orders being rolled back just yesterday from the Biden administration, everything to DEI, to climate change, to some fairly procedural ones, but all kinds of stuff rolled back yesterday. So very active first day. And here's the one thing that I always said about President Trump in his first administration, I've said since, and I'll say it now. The first president you can honestly say, and I don't think anybody can disagree with this, if he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it or try. A lot of people say stuff and then don't do it. If he said he's going to do it, he did it or is going to do it or is going to try his best to do it. And, I mean, you saw this yesterday. So when they say promises made, promises kept, or at least promises attempted, I would say, we're here. 624 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
We all want to change Washington, but changing Washington starts right here in Northwest Florida. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. With a background in finance, I have a plan that will deliver President Trump his $2 trillion budget reduction target. It includes eliminating the useless climate spending, which costs taxpayers billions while strengthening our enemies. Truth is, the climate agenda is not about saving the planet. It's a global movement bent on fundamental change, control, and massive wealth redistribution. It's an attack on our sovereignty, our economy, and it's a threat to our national security. We live in the most military district in America. I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and an Air Force B-1 pilot with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's critical we send a combat-tested leader to Washington who understands the needs of our service members and retirees, and no one has more military experience in this race than me. Fact is, we have the plan, but we need the will. Send me to Washington, and not only will the people want it, they will demand it. It's time to send the alpha to Washington. It's time to put Merck to work. I'm Greg Merck, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merck for Congress.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join Dawn and Dr. Burchard from Ochsner Navant Health 65 Plus Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, where they will be discussing the importance of annual visits with the Ochsner Navant Health 65 Plus Care Model. Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to call or text in your questions at 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I said, put the bunny back in the box.
But county roads have been, like I said, they've had sand on them as well. So we've done what we can do, but the snow is coming. The cold is already here, as we can all feel when you walk outside. But we're kind of just at a wait and see right now. We're expecting historical snowfall amounts. Our record is 3 inches, and that record was set in 1895. So with what we're looking at, 2 to 4 inches, I think we might break that 3-inch record. So we're asking people to stay indoors if you do not have to go out, because then that will allow even the extra personnel we have staffed up. They don't have to come out and help you or save you from whatever predicament you may get into if you're trying to drive on these roads, because, you know, we're just not used to that.
That's Scotland Williams with the county, Escambia County, talking yesterday to Pensacola Right Now and our afternoon show, and talking about the road conditions, the treatments that have already been put out to protect you from what might happen on the bridges today. And I know a lot of people want to know, well, are they going to close the bridges? They don't make announcements in advance. They either close them or don't, as the conditions merit. So, you know, we'll be reporting on this all day when the snow actually begins, most likely begins around 9 or 10, maybe 11. And, you know, as the temperature drops, and what do we see? FDOT, you know, Florida 511 is a really good source for, you know, particular questions you might have. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Well, no accidents right now to let you know about. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Not seeing any delays on 98 either. So good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Trump bashing former President Biden for his decision to pardon several family members yesterday.
Did you know that Biden, while I was making my speech, pardoned his whole family? The brother, the whole deal was pardoned.
And I believe the pardons were about 20 minutes before that.
Yeah,
speech.
It was not during the speech. It was when they were meeting in the Oval Office, or when they were meeting in the in the White House anyway. But yeah.
Definitely not long before. The Ohio State Buckeyes are the national champions. They defeated Notre Dame 34-23 in the College Football Playoff National Championship last night in Atlanta. Andrew,
it was a great game for about 5 minutes in the fourth quarter.
Right,
when
that
you
little
had the,
window.
When you had the Hail Mary, Notre Dame, kind of hope that maybe they'd pull off the unbelievable comeback, which they did not. There you go.
Right, yep. That's a good summation there. Andrew, I've got a confession to make.
Oh, please.
Well, I think this snow might be my fault.
Oh, keep going.
Well, historic snow events seem to follow me.
I'm listening.
So back in 2008, I was also in Iraq for the first recorded snowfall there in over 100 years. And now I'm here in Florida, and we're looking at historic snowfall here. I think it just follows Iowans.
Well, I worried about this when I moved here in 2014 because first month here, ice storm. Fourth month here, the flood. And things calmed down after that. But I had the same worry. Do you have a sled? Do you have gear to enjoy the snow today?
No, well, no, but I do have my snow brush to get it off my window.
Yeah, so. Me too. I have that. Yes.
Can I borrow your sled? Is it for sale still?
Oh, no, I'm not loaning that out because I'll never get it back. And they're hard to replace in Pensacola.
Donald Trump's second term as president kicked off with a pardon for January 6th Capitol rioters.
We're going to release our great hostages that didn't do, for the most part, they didn't do stuff wrong.
He also signed dozens of executive orders.
Reversing 78 actions that the previous administration had done. Now, those include executive orders and actions closing the U.S. border, reversing electric vehicle mandates, making lowering costs for the American people a directive for all government agencies.
That's Edward Lawrence with Fox Business. The Senate confirming Secretary of State nominee Marco Rubio unanimously yesterday.
We'll have a clear mission at the State Department, and we've got one of the most talented federal workforces in all our government to do it, so I'm excited about it.
There will be confirmation hearings today for Trump's pick to lead the Veterans Affairs and Treasury Departments. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 30 degrees, just below that freezing mark here in Pensacola. We are expecting some snow here later today, and we're waiting on a winter storm that could drop several inches all across the panhandle. Forecasts say anywhere from 3 to 5 inches. That would be a record amount. The record set back in 1895, as you heard from Scotland Williams a few minutes ago. There's also a slight possibility of some freezing rain.
Things are going to be slick around here for the next couple of days.
That's Channel 3 meteorologist Alan Strum, and he says the snowfall will likely be the heaviest starting this afternoon through the night into tomorrow morning. There are several cancellations, including most of the government offices, city and county. Just about all schools across the panhandle, Santa Rosa, Escambia, Baldwin, Escambia, Alabama, Okaloosa, pretty much every school is shut down. PSC and UWF as well. PSC still doing their online classes, though. Florida Power and Light, they say they've been preparing for this storm as well. When extreme conditions such as snowstorms happen, they say there's a big increase in electrical demand once all those heaters kick on, and that can put a strain on the power grid. And they say they do have extra crews and trucks and hands on deck in case there are any power grid issues throughout the storm tonight. They also have some tips on how to conserve energy while staying warm on their website, so you can check that out if you're interested. Motorists in Northwest Florida may have noticed an increased number of state vehicles as FDOT maintenance and operations staff were out. They were preparing and monitoring winter weather conditions. They're monitoring bridges and roadways today. And yes, apparently there are snow plows in our area.
Now, they don't have as many as the Department of Transportation entities north of here, but yeah, we do have some.
That is County Meteorologist Scotland Williams there, who talked with Pensacola Right Now yesterday. And again, there are several cancellations across the area. All those are on our website, newsradio923.com. The Gulf Coast bracing for this storm. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says, though, if you call for help today, his deputies will still be responding, although you may not see them out doing their regular patrols.
We have several guys that work the road that came from NYPD, mm-hmm. Chicago. So they know how to drive in the snow. So those guys and gals will be roaming around like normal. But the ones from the south, yeah, not so much.
Johnson says most of those deputies will be parked and waiting for calls to respond to non-essential personnel having the day off today. Marco Rubio is now on the job as Secretary of State. He was sworn in yesterday, the first member of President Trump's cabinet. Trump congratulated Rubio on his unanimous confirmation. Trump said, quote, America is back and entering a golden age. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents still on the big board right now. I-10, I-110 looking good. Just seeing some minor delays if you're at 9th Avenue and Cervantes at that light. Seeing it mainly just southbound, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
It could be a historic day on the Gulf Coast with snow showers moving in through the late morning, afternoon hours. 2 to 5 inches of accumulation possible. Temperatures this afternoon below freezing, 31 and below. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 24. As we go into Wednesday, sunny skies, high near 38. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 25. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke Richardson, with our Channel 3 weather forecast there. And right now, there we go, temperature dropping a little bit. I'm seeing 29 now in Pensacola. Still 31 in Gulf Breeze and 30 in Milton. Our next news is at 7. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in today at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pray that we would fulfill the true meaning of our creed, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. We pray that you use our president, that we would live in a nation where we will not be judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character.
Oh, give me Lorenzo Sewell, Pastor Lorenzo Sewell, all day, every day. From,
man, I felt like a revival going on.
Oh my God, he's so great. He was the one that brought the house down in the RNC.
Oh, that's right.
If you'll remember, from the 811 Church, I think in Detroit, I think is where he's from, if I remember correctly.
Man, I want to go to church there.
Oh, I know, it was fantastic. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, aside from some of the Trump stuff, let's talk about some of the other moments from the inauguration that were memorable. And you have to include Reverend Sewell.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful today that you will use our 47th president so we would sing with new meaning, my country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and because America is called to be a great nation, we believe that you will make this come true. So let freedom ring.
Oh, man. Just like, and it got better, and it was on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, right? So a great honoring and tribute to style and some of the same substance. And, you know, I'll just say, the way black preachers deliver, and some white preachers try to do and don't do so well, is honestly often not my favorite style. I was actually born again in a Pentecostal black pastor's church. Like, you know, my first, as a born-again Christian, my martial arts instructor was a firebrand black Pentecostal, like, really dangerous guy. Like, really tough. Anyway, so as long as there's content, I never mind. The style sometimes, though, but when the content is there and the content was there, it's just, there's nothing like it. The emphatic nature of it, the feeling, oh, man, I'm with you. I want to be with you. And watching Trump smile behind him the whole time was just, it was glorious.
From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. Or from the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Allegheny's of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous hilltops of California, but God, we're asking you not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain, Georgia.
From Stone Mountain, Georgia, right? Where the, you know, that's pretty impressive, but I'm going to let him finish entirely because the finish was so good. Oh, and, you know, just like, read me the Bible, brother. You know, read me anything you want to read. Read me the phone book. I don't care. What's a phone book? Don't ask. Anyway, read me the license agreement from your from your software download. I do not care, but here you go.
Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and every molehill in Mississippi, from every state, every city, every village, and every hamlet. And when we let freedom ring, we will be able to speed up that day where all of your children, black men and white men, Protestant and Catholic, Jew and Gentile, will be able to sing in the meaning of that old Negro spiritual, free at last. Free at last. Thank you, God Almighty. We are free at last. If you believe what the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Come on, put your hands together and give your great God great glory.
And I do have to give credit to all of those Catholics and Lutherans and Episcopalians and Baptists, you know, and a few maybe Charismatics, who actually clapped, you know, in the church service that the Capitol Rotunda was hosting yesterday. I mean, all day. And then what I can only describe as the biggest programming train wreck in inaugural history, then came the white guy.
Almighty and eternal God, we gather here today in reverence, joined in our shared hopes and dreams for our beloved nation.
Poor little fella. I think his name was Reverend Frank Munn, and he seemed like a fine enough, I think Episcopalian, fine enough, but, oh, man, that's a rough spot to be in. gotta follow that.
How can you?
You can.
How can you?
You can. You just, you know what you do is you get up there and be like,
I can't.
We're done here though, right? Yeah. You
drop
didn't really
mic.
Mean to. Something wrong. Can't talk. Take me out, coach. I actually made a Facebook post about it. I just said, dear Lord, may I never have to follow the black pastor's benediction, and a picture of the both of them side by side. Oh, bless his heart. He tried real hard. That was not the best moment of the day, though. Best moment of the day is coming up. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are still flowing smoothly. But if you're at 29 and Burgess Road, we're starting to see some delays there. So just be aware of that. That's going to be in your east and westbound lanes on Burgess. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. You know, if you've got to handle benefits for your company or, you know, payroll or, you know, HR, Torgerson Causey does all of that stuff. They've been doing it for us here at News Radio and Cat Country for about 4 years, since 2021, and they're just fantastic. Like, I know if you're a business owner, there are certain elements of what you have to do that you don't love doing, okay? You know, so like for what? For taxes, you have an accountant. Right? You don't do that yourself, most likely, right? Well, same thing for benefits. If it's a headache, you don't want to deal with it, or you just wish somebody else to take it off your plate, call Torgerson Causey. They handle this stuff for small and large businesses all over the area for more than 20 years. And, you know, I like to say this way, my wife is, she's very smart. She's an engineer by training, so she asks a lot of very good questions. And, you know, most of the time she's frustrated with insurance people because they either don't know or aren't willing to understand or, you know, whatever. Torgerson Causey, she loves them. She gives them her total thumbs up. Total approval. They always give us good answers, clear answers, handle the issues, and have given us choices in insurance that we just didn't have before. So we're big fans. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey. Have them come check out what you're doing. No obligation. Check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Somebody texted in and says, I would buy an extended car warranty if that guy, Lorenzo Sewell, was
Amen, brother.
Yeah, no, that's great. Okay, but that was not the best moment of the day. And if you have a moment you want to share with me, 437-1620, feel free to share it with me. The best moment of the day was the most awful, awkward moment of the day. Because right at the end of President Trump speaking, then they had the song for America the Beautiful. And here's how it started.
Ladies and gentlemen, performing America the Beautiful, please welcome the Armed Forces Chorus and Carrie Underwood.
Cool, cool, cool. All right. Applause. And we're waiting. And we're waiting. And we're waiting. Uh-oh, no, they had it. And then they didn't have it. And we're waiting. And I'm getting nervous. I'm, like, stressed. I don't know. What's the president going to do? The leader of the free world. He's got a problem to deal with. What's he going to do? Is he going to get angry? Is he going to scold somebody? He's had mic issues in the past. We know. He complains about the sound system all the time. So this goes on for a minute and 49 seconds. And it seemed like weeks. It just, it was so unpleasant. And then finally, one of the, you know, one of the staffers, one of the military staffers kind of walks up and talks to Carrie Underwood and says, hey, can you do it on your own? Oh, yeah. Here goes.
You know the words, help me out here.
You know the words, help me out here. Probably the most important sentence said yesterday. In terms of production value, right? Please help me if you can.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies. For amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his on thee and crown thy good
I don't know about you, but it was really weird because yesterday I got something caught in my eye, like right about the time when they started joining. It happened again this morning. Just a little something. I definitely teared up. I mean, it was the people joining in. I mean, she's a pro. No doubt. It was the whole group joining. And I don't know whether the audio folks backed off her mic or whether she pulled the mic away from her own mouth so that she was less emphatic, so that you could hear them singing. And then, of course, it was after that Lorenzo Sewell gives his benediction. And that was just all, I mean, that was fantastic. John, highlight of the day for you?
Was Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
But the pastor, he comes in, so close second.
Wait, I know, right? It's a very, very close one, too. Like, you don't want to have to pick between them. They were both, you know, so amazing. So that was fantastic. Do I want to end with a not as good one? Elon Musk? Why, Elon? Why? Don't hold your hand straight out like that in front of a crowd. Not ever. Why? Why? Oh, Elon, why you gotta be so weird? Why, Elon?
And let me tell you, I'm gonna work my ass off for you guys.
Why, Elon? Why? Why is the world's richest man such a creep? It's so strange. He's like, If you ever found out, remember that scene in Men in Black where they're showing all the celebrities, they're all actually aliens? If it ever came true that there were aliens living among us in human-like bodies, Elon's the first one! Like, that's definitely an alien. And I don't mean because he's from South Africa. I mean, like, you know, it's definitely, you know, almost like when you see in Total Recall when Schwarzenegger is wearing the fake woman outfit and the head comes off and you're like, I knew that wasn't real. Come on. He's brilliant and he's weird and he's kooky and he can't afford a haircut apparently, but there it is. 6:52 on News Radio 92.3. It was a great ceremony, and luckily that was not actually at the ceremony. We'll talk more about the executive orders, the rest of President Trump's speech later on. I'm Andrew McKay.
I'm Michael Dillon Thompson, Republican candidate for Congress, here in District 1 of Florida. I'm a proud Pensacola native, first-generation college student, and a Yale Law graduate. But it was when I was working at the cookie store in Cordova Mall as a teenager, helping my family pay the bills, that I truly learned the value of hard work. Now, I'm running for Congress to do what the establishment has failed to do. I promise to end this homeowner's insurance nightmare, streamline access to veterans' benefits, and take education back, local. I'm bringing new ideas, along with fresh, conservative leadership, right when we need it most. On January 28th, elect a hometown leader you can trust, and send your lawyer to Washington to fight for you. I'm Michael Dillon Thompson, and I will be honored to earn your vote. I encourage you to learn more about what I stand for and see early voting locations. Please visit mdt4congress.com. That's mdt4congress.com.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dillon Thompson, Republican for Congress.
Start your year in a new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. 2024 Crosstrek model starting at $25,262. 2024 Forester Wilderness model starting at $36,222. And 2025 Outback model start at $28,868. Love is out there. Find it at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
We are out of fortune!
Here we go. 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, you know, some snow beginning to move into areas of southwest Alabama. Maybe already some of that time, maybe a little bit of light snow or flurries for areas of northwest Florida. As we head through 11 a.m., it starts to intensify. Here's where the heavy snow rolls in. Noon, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. All of this bluish purple color on the map, that's indicating snowfall. And the rain snow line is way down here out over the Gulf. You know, a lot, we see that normally way up to the north.
Yeah, miles out into the Gulf of Mexico.
America.
Of Mexico.
America.
God. I can't believe I have to go on the radio and just say the historic name of a place, and that's controversial now. Well, why don't you get in line with President Trump? I don't know. I believe in truth. You know, whatever. I'm not even... DeSantis! In his executive order declaring an emergency for the weather, actually said the Gulf of America. First line. He said, I can't, it's la-la land out there, man. Whereas, this is from the governor, executive order 2513. Whereas an area of low pressure moving across the Gulf of America, interacting with Arctic air will bring widespread impactful winter weather to North Florida beginning Tuesday, January. Good Lord, people. Stop it. Stop it. Anyway, John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so America. Much.
America.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David? Okay.
All right.
I'm going to have to say this now and probably for the next 4 years. There are so many things I think Trump is so great at. And then it's like, here's your steak, here's your potatoes, here's your dessert, here's the great music, here's the fine ambiance, and you know everything. It's fantastic. I'm going to poke you in the eye. Like, just stop doing the poke me in the eye stuff. You don't need to. It's so insane. Why? Sorry, go ahead, David.
Well, major deportation raids scheduled in Chicago after President Trump's inauguration have now been put on hold. Border Czar Tom Homan said over the weekend that there was a leak about the planned raids in the Windy City. Now the raids reported to have been planned for today will be happening at a different time so as to maintain the element of surprise. Political analysts say the confirmation of Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State could be good news for India.
Rubio had introduced a bill in the U.S. Congress last year asking for India to be treated on par with other U.S. allies such as Israel and South Korea. And analysts believe it's a sign that under the Trump presidency, U.S. could be more inclined to share weapons technology and equipment with New Delhi.
And that is Ishan Gurg, and analysts say Rubio and President Trump are both seen as being tough on China, so that could help India counter China's influence in the Asia-Pacific. Former Thin Lizzy and Whitesnake guitarist John Sykes has died. He was 65. He was involved in many bands over his career, but his most notable moment came with David Coverdale's Whitesnake in the 80s.
Very good, David. Thanks for the update. A quick future news. Does Pete Hegseth get confirmed now that he's got a straight party line vote on his advance to the Senate?
Yes.
I think he does, yeah. Is it going to be called? What percentage of people will start calling at the Gulf of America?
75.
Four. And how much snow today?
5 inches.
I got 3 inches.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.